I am here in studio talking about a comedy night fundraiser, and it's for a very special cause and a very good cause. And I've got two gentlemen in here to tell me a little bit about it. First, Jim Creed from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you again, Christine. Thank
you. And Mike Best from the Massachusetts State Police.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Now, this is something that we've talked a little bit about off the air. It's a comedy night fundraiser, but I want to talk about what's behind the comedy, what you're out there trying to raise money for. Mike, you were one of the founders of the Leo Support Foundation, and until this was brought to my attention, I really had no idea there was a group like this. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
So the Leo Support Foundation stands for Law Enforcement Officer Support Foundation. We were founded in 2017 because we saw that there was a need to provide protective and life-saving equipment to police officers. Oftentimes a town or a department won't have money in their budget for certain items. We found that providing a tourniquet and a package of Quick Clot to each individual officer was a very important piece of equipment that all of them should have in order to save people's lives. And so we stepped in and we filled that need. Since 2017, we've donated 1,600 of those kits. Again, it's a tourniquet and a package of Quick Clot to departments in six states and a police canine unit over in France, actually.
I'm sure there's a story behind that. Well, maybe we'll get to that in a little bit. But I love hearing about that when people are reaching out and trying to help the people that they work with. Now, Jim, we've had you on here in the past, and you spoke a little bit about your involvement in trying to get the right kind of support and help for people in law enforcement after they've been through some traumatic events. It's a heavy burden to carry. I mean, we report on it. We watch some of it on TV. We hear about it on radio, read it in the papers. You're pretty well known because you were involved in something that this whole part of the state knew about. And if you could just share a little bit about that and what happened.
Sure. So in 2016, May 10th, I was out at the Bertucci's at the Taunton Galleria Mall with my wife, celebrating my birthday, and an assailant came in and ended up stabbing a waitress and ended up murdering a school teacher that tried to intervene. And I was there off duty, but I had my personal firearm on, so I was able to intervene in the situation and end it, and unfortunately had to discharge my weapon. And then that's kind of how I got into this stuff. The critical incident stress management, that was one of the ways that got me through everything and got me back to work.
Absolutely, and you ended up saving countless lives, and you really are a hero for that, so I commend you for that again. You had something that you shared with me just a few minutes ago, talking about how officers who have to respond to critical incident, one on top of the other, how they deal with those stresses and how that builds up. Could you share that story a little bit?
Sure, yeah. A lot of people are familiar with critical incidents, so anything like an officer-involved shooting, big incidents like that, anything with a loss of life, anything involving a child. But what a lot of people don't realize is the cumulative impact that minor events can have. And when I say minor, I'm not downplaying them. But one example we like to use is when every officer starts their career, they have their rucksack. They probably have a few rocks in there from personal incidents they've been through, some stressful events in their life. But they start going to those calls, critical incidents. Things might not strike them at the time, but every time you go on a call, you put another rock in the rucksack. And then pretty soon, it's too heavy to carry, and you need some help.
Absolutely. And I think just people just in regular jobs think how stressed out they can be by the end of the week when a lot of our problems are pretty minor. But it does build up, and it's cumulative, and there's a way to deal with that, so it's healthy with you. What will happen with the funds raised from this Comedy Night fundraiser will go to support a class that actually does train first responders how to get help and how to de-stress and take care of it. So first, let's start with a comedy fundraiser. When and where and how to buy tickets?
So the comedy fundraiser is going to be Friday, November 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Article 15 Brewing in Rockland. And the best way to get tickets is to go on the website. It's www.saveleos.org/events. That's the LEO Support Foundation website. Mm-hmm. And that'll take you right there and it'll bring you to the page to purchase tickets.
Right. Now you are using letters. I just said Save Leo's. I'm not sure if you pronounce it that way, but I think that's an easy way for people to remember. The doors open at 6:30. Again, that's Brighton Rockland, Article 15 Brewing. The show starts at 8. I haven't seen Craig Murphy, but I have seen Jerry Thornton. He is terrific. So this is a great fundraiser. Now, tell me a little bit about this class that's coming up with the 5-day critical incident class and what this will go to support a little bit. Jim?
Sure, yeah. So we're going to have local first responders from mostly the eastern half of the state coming in. It's actually two separate trainings that we've combined into a five-day training. It's what we call a GRIN class, so that's Assisting Individuals in Crisis and Group Crisis Intervention. That's 3 days, and then a two-day Suicide Prevention, Intervention, and Postvention class. So those two classes are the prerequisites to join a peer support team in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So the peer support teams would be those teams that respond to the critical incidents to help officers and help officers on a day-to-day basis with any stressful incidents they might have. When I went through my incident, the SEMLEC peer support team responded, so I'm actually a member of that team now, and I've been lucky enough that Sheriff McDonald's allowed us to start our own in-house team, and LEO Support is funding 10 of our members to get trained, so that's going to really build up our team. Right now, there's only four of us. That's not enough. We have over 300 employees, but this is going to be very, very good for us. We're very appreciative.
No, Mike Besh, you see a lot of stuff dealing, too, with your position with the state police, and you've had some of this special kind of training, and I guess it's almost like bleeding out air pressure. I guess that's the best way I can put it. When you've had the support that you need after dealing with some of these critical incidents, what difference has that made in your life?
So it made a huge difference. I've had several critical incidents over my career and in my personal life also, and when you seek out the assistance of a certified peer support specialist, then it helps you to get the information out of your brain. It stops the thoughts out of your head, and it prevents you from seeking detrimental coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So really just getting that information out of your brain and having somebody to talk about it. And a big thing for me was when I, after a certain incident, speaking to somebody and realizing that it's okay to be sad right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody thinks, oh, we're military veterans, we're police, we're doing this, we're supposed to be tough. And then you realize, no, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you to accept a little bit more. And that's what's important about our Stop Me Another Car program. Through the LEO Support Foundation, the Stop Me Another Car program is our mental health outreach portion of the LEO Support mm-hmm. Foundation. And that was founded a few years ago from a police officer that's retired due to PTSD after he's a combat veteran involved in multiple incidents, multiple bad calls on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stop Me Another Car Foundation is the one that's kind of really pushing this comedy show coming up and really pushing this training, because he's been through a lot and he knows how important it is when you need somebody to reach out to have a certified person that you can talk to.
When they call it Start Me Another Car, to people that don't know what that means, why did you choose that moniker?
So Start Me Another Car is something that any police officer has said on the radio before if they're in a situation that they need more assistance with.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, hey, I'm at X, Y, and Z location, start me another car. That just means they need help, they need backup. So why not say that if you need help with your mental health also? If you're going through something and you need somebody's assistance, pick up the phone, stop me another car, we're there for you.
You guys see the best and the worst of humanity. And hopefully we'll be able to raise enough money to be able to continue these programs. Tell me again about the information about the Comedy Night fundraiser, date and time, and how to get tickets.
Yeah, Jim. So the Comedy Night fundraiser is going to be Friday, November 24th, the day after Thanksgiving at Article 15 Brewing in mm-hmm. Rockland. The best way to get tickets is going to be to go on the LEO Support website. That's saveleos.org/events, and that'll bring you right to the ticket, to the ticket purchase.
Awesome.
It's going to be $35 a person.
And we're going to put all this information up on our website, too, which is 959watd.com. Gentlemen, anything I didn't ask you about that you think our listeners might want to know more about what the folks are doing or doing with this wonderful, wonderful job of trying to get support for the people that just need it sometimes? Mike?
Well, I'd just like to thank you for having us on, and I'd like to say again, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. We are only able to put on programs like this based on generous donations that we receive. If you follow us on our website, www.saveleos.org, we post events. There's links to our social media. Any way that you want to support us, we sell swag at different events, and we accept donations. And all the donations to us are tax deductible.
Great. And Jim, anything else you want to add? Now that you're a regular guest here on WATD, you're an old hand at this.
Right. One thing I just want to add is I just want to thank our performers. We've got two great comedians. We've got Jerry Thornton from Barstool Sports, who's actually a retired court officer, so a first responder, and Greg Murphy, whose father was a Boston police officer. His cousin's a current Weymouth canine officer. And we have a DJ that is a current Duxbury canine officer. And Article 15 Brewing is actually run by two retired Army combat medics. So this is basically event is about first responders helping first responders. We're all the same, and we all just want to help each other out.
And that is on Friday, November 24th. You're going to have a great turnout. And again, that's Save Leos, SaveLeos.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, we got Jim Creed in here from the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department and Mike Best from the Massachusetts State Police. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.